Books on Tape presents The Bushes, Portrait of a Dynasty by Peter and Michelle Schweitzer. Read by Robertson Dean. Introduction. On election night, November 1994, Governor-elect George W. was beaming in his hotel suite in Houston. 1,400 miles to the east, younger brother Jeb was sitting dejectedly in his hotel suite in Miami. Both men had decided to run for governor of their respective states of Texas and Florida in January 1993. They had not really consulted each other or coordinated their plans. "Maybe the Kennedys handle this part of the job better than we do," Jeb Bush noted, "but it's just too complicated." Conventional wisdom in the family had it that Jebby would win and W would go down in defeat. Jebby was, after all, the serious one, the one who had been meticulously planning to run for office for more than a decade, the one who really knew his stuff, and the one who would drop everything whenever his father needed him. He actually read those briefing papers put out by the think tanks in Washington, and had headed up the local Republican committee in Miami. And, if he won the governorship, he would probably run for president in 2000. And his older brother? Well, W. was smart and shrewd, but he was also the rebel, edgy and unpredictable. His mother, Barbara, thought that his running for governor was a big mistake, and had told her eldest son precisely that. Governor Ann Richards would likely come up with something during the campaign to set him off, and he would probably lose, and lose big. Only a few years earlier, when a family history was being written, Marvin Bush, a younger brother, had described his oldest sibling as the family clown. But on that election night, when the tallies came in, the results were stunning to most in the family. Jeb was going down to defeat in Florida, and W. was beating Ann Richards big.